Good morning and a happy Easter. It's great to be here, and I hope you've had lots of Easter eggs this morning, and I hope all is well with you and yours. We've just emerged as Christians from Holy Week, and Holy Week has been full of choices and decisions for all those, if I may say so, actors in the drama. So, for example, you might recall in the Gospels, we hear about authorities who condemned Jesus, Caiaphas, King Herod, Pilate the governor, all actually names we remember only because of their part in the story of Jesus. We also heard about the mob who were given a choice between Jesus and actually Barabbas, a brigand and a robber. Well, the mob, I think, is ourselves. It's the human choice that we chose against Jesus. We chose for chaos. And also, what about the disciples of Jesus, those first friends of Jesus who listened to Jesus, who followed Jesus, who knew Jesus? What choices did they make? What decisions? Well, tragically, of course, we know about Judas, who betrayed Jesus. But let's not forget also Peter the great apostle, who denied Jesus. What about the other disciples? They ran away all over a few days. In other words, choices, decisions, under great pressure in a short period of time, but actually, we believe now, all rather sad choices. And of course, at the centre of all of this is Jesus himself. Jesus who, during Holy Week, suffered, he died on the cross, and we believe as Christians, was raised on Easter Sunday, was raised for our sakes. How do we all make sense of this? The first thing to say is that for Christians, Easter is the greatest Christian feast. It's the greatest feast of our year. And it's a feast that we build up to. And actually, Christians will now celebrate Easter Sunday for the next 8 days. We talk about an Easter octave. It's a wonderful feast, a wonderful time. But behind all of this, what meaning might we try and bring out? Actually, our own lives are often fast-moving. We make choices, we make decisions in great difficulties. And sometimes we have a choice between despair and hope. As I talk to you this Easter Sunday, I can't not mention, absolutely, the people of Belgium, their terrible suffering, the events of last week, and all the lives that have been wrecked, that have been spoiled, directly or indirectly, by those apparently meaningless events. And I suppose what Christianity tries to do is say this: somehow there can be hope in the midst of despair. Actually, with Jesus Christ, we believe that life triumphs eventually over death and over suffering. Very simply, we might say that when we're bewildered, we're searching, we find meaning in the Easter story. So I do wish you a happy Easter. I do wish you life wherever you are. And I pray also for the people of Belgium today, and for all peoples who are the victims of suffering and terrorism. Lord God, look upon your people, look upon your people with love, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.